And it may be early. It may be early, but it's not that early. It's time for us to bring in our first guest, and that is Alan Blagden, who has got an opening reception, who's got art being actually being shown at the Sharon Historical Gallery. It's on view actually through October 25th, inspired by Audubon, the art of Alan Blagden. And Alan has graciously gotten up early this morning to talk to us. Alan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. It's bright and early, and I'm up.
All right. Now, this exhibit actually started in September, and it was all inspired. There was a whole series of events to honor Audubon, and yours is the one that's that we're gonna focus in right now because it runs through October 25th. Inspired by Audubon, explain to us, Alan, how early that the works by Audubon inspired you.
I've always loved birds, and I love painting birds, and obviously you start with Audubon at a young age, and I guess I came back to it. I didn't even know I was going to be an artist. In fact, my father was the art teacher at Hotchkiss for 22 years, and then I graduated from Cornell with a Bachelor of Fine Arts and had no idea what I was going to do. Ended up, I guess, checkered career. I ended up making movies in Chatsford, Pennsylvania, with NCYS' grandson, who's a friend of mine. And then I realized, I did end up as illustrator for the ornithology department at the Smithsonian, and that was really fun. But then I said, wait a minute, I don't want to end up in scientific illustration. So I said, okay, paint 9 to 5 and see if it works.
And my guess that the difference between scientific illustration and being your own, the master of your own domain, is the fact that you don't have to sit the strict rules when you're doing something for science, but you can take your interpretation and then put your take on it when you do it as yourself as an artist.
It's called make mistakes and be proud of them.
<That's right.
laughs> No, it would have been. Say you're the scientist on the third floor at the Smithsonian. You would come to me and say, I need this by Thursday, but what he left out is you have to paint it through the microscope. It's got to be scientifically correct.
All right, well, that explains that. Well, what's interesting about what you're doing in your portion of it is basically Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the life and work of J.J. Audubon, is going on through the 21st. It's a collaborative program. There's your exhibit at the Sharon Historical Society, and then the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchkiss School has an exhibit, and, of course, Sharon Audubon itself was involved in it. Did your like to watch birds develop at an early age? I know my mother, who moved up from the city back when I was, back in the 1950s, it took her about 10 or 15 years, but all of a sudden in the late 60s, she just started buying books on birds, viewing birds, feeding birds, taking pictures of birds. But yours obviously started much earlier than that.
Well, it did, and my parents were very, very generous in letting me bring home everything from baby owls to alligators, and I had a red-tailed hawk, too. And that was illegal because I was a student at Hotchkiss, actually, and I kept the hawk in the closet till somebody found it.
Well, you wouldn't have been a student at school if you didn't do something that was wrong. I'm sure you could have done much worse than that. So now we're talking about your works with birds and things like that. I mean, is that truly your favorite thing to work on, or do you have, does your scope go out from that where you have other really favorite things you like to work on?
Oh,
as well?
No, I do. I could really have been a portrait painter, but then I really didn't like. I like choosing a portrait. I just don't like being commissioned and you have to move into the person's house, and you have to be wined and dined. I mean, it's sounding like poor me, but no. I love to here's an example. I went to Morocco, and I loved it, and I wanted to paint a man I saw there who was in charge of the place we were staying. And I got home and painted a big oil, which I don't usually do much of, him holding a bowl of tangerines. And I wanted to, I thought, oh dear, I need another figure in this. So I looked, I just waited. Sooner or later, I knew what happened. And I found this wonderful looking face, young man taking tickets at the Javits Center in New York. And so I waited for a lull in the ticket line, and then I went up to him and said, look, this isn't the line. I'm really an artist. I'd love to have you pose for me, and I'd pay you. And finally, he consented, and I went back to New York on my lunch hour, and on his lunch hour, and worked on him. And well, that's my approach to portraits now. I love to do them.
Well, I think it's what's great about it is you like to be in control. I've worked in radio my whole life since I got out of high school. I've been in radio, and I enjoyed it. I learned a lot along the way, but there was nothing ever so refreshing than when we teamed up with Jill Goodman and we started this radio station, because it truly comes from the images in our mind, Jill's in my mind.
Oh, you're right. I hear it.
And it's totally different, and it's a lot of work, but it's ours, and it's formulated around us, and I can imagine there's no greater feeling for an artist than that freedom.
It is. And you're on your own. You're self-employed, and it has its flaws, obviously, you can say. I don't feel like getting up today, or something, but then you wait. Then you have to deal with galleries, and I had many galleries in New York City, and you've got to be a real business sense, and I don't have one, but I'm learning. And I don't, you say subject, I'm a realist painter, that's definite, and I must say, obviously Audubon's been a great experience, and I'll mention Chris Robinson put this show together at the Hotchkiss School Gallery, and then he approached me and said, would I put some in the Sharon Historical, and I said, sure, and so that is on until... I know that this Saturday I'm going to give a talk there.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be a walk and talk at 4 o'clock at this. Is that the 12th?
Yes. At the Tremaine Gallery, right?
No.
Oh,
no,
where?
No,
oh,
at the Sharon.
Oh, it's going to be at Sharon. Oh, it's going to be here in Sharon. Okay.
It's gotten very confusing between Hotchkiss School, Hotchkiss Library, Audubon here and there, but... I just tell everybody, now, do not miss the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School. And then if anybody's free, come Saturday to the Sharon Historical at 4 o'clock.
Well, you know what's nice about it? The weather's going to break for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, good.
As it looks right now. I mean, But now the art in your family continues on even to the younger generations now in the Blagden family.
Yes.
I think that's great when something like that takes a strain through an entire, through multi-generations of a family. I know my father was in entertainment. I was never nearly as talented as he was, so I chose my own path to go into this. But I can imagine how it feels to have a family over generations really getting so involved with one field of work.
Well, it's in there are four of them. I have three siblings. There are two sisters between me and my brother, and he's a nature photographer. And he just gave a book signing and a lecture at the White Hart, along with Oblong Books, which was great. So he and I get along really well, even though there's 14 years between us.
Well, I just think this exhibit, which is going on, and like I said, it runs through the 25th on display Wednesday through Saturdays from 12 to 4. Now, this art walk, which takes place on Saturday, what time does it start again?
4 o'clock.
So 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And for people that are listening, it's not going to be an energetic, hard walk to do, right?
No, I'm calling it a walk and talk, and please ask questions. I'll even answer the question that I get, which is, how long did that take you? I do. And then the answer basically is, until it's finished.
That's right. So, well, Good luck with that. Hold on to the thought that the weather's going to be great. And once again, people can see your work, The Art of Alan Blagden, inspired by Audubon. Like we said, running through the 25th from noon until 4. Alan, thanks for getting up so early in the morning and talking with us.
Oh, listen, I'm up. Thank you very much for having me on, Marshall. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Alan.
Thank you, Phil.
Right, bye. Bye-bye. Alan Blagden this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And once again, The Art of J.D. Audubon.